wonder in my heart.
Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
With me while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with my Father. Walk with me.
Father God, we come now, Lord, in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. We're so thankful to you for this day that you blessed us with, God. And Lord, we just can't help but say thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we lift up the offering, God, and we ask that it be used to bring glory and honor to your kingdom, God. That it reach and touch the lives of others, O Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for those who gave. We thank you for those who had in their hearts to give, God. We bless you for this offering, God, and we pray, Lord, that you would breathe on it, because you will give the increase. Give us instructions on how best to use it for kingdom building. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we say thank God.
I want Jesus to be my friend. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Father God, we come at this hour that we may hear from you, that we may receive a word that will enlighten us, will equip us, will enable us to do your will in the lives of ourselves and others. We pray for those that are lost. Lord, some way and somehow that we can be a beacon of light, a beacon of hope in those that we meet that may or may not know Jesus. Now, Lord, thou art the potter. I am the clay. Yield and steel in thy hands. Have your own way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. From Lavalle into the officers and members of this great church, Malale. I'm grateful and thankful to God to be present on this glorious day and in this place. And I know that I'm not here because I've been so good and been so obedient, but because of the grace of God, because of his love, because of his patience with me and for me. I'd like to lift up a thought from the third chapter of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 15. Daniel chapter 3, if you will stand for the reading of God's word. Chapter 3, Daniel, and beginning at verse 15. Amen. Give you time to get it. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, in sympathy with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. May God bless the reader, hear, and do of his word. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you have, but if not, faith? But if not, faith. Is faith that you have in God no matter what the circumstances you face, no matter what the consequences are of your choice, you still lean and depend on God, no matter what. But if not faith, it is trusting who God is rather than what God can do. We hear messages all of the time that tells us that in 10 days, everything gonna be all right. We hear a message say, God don't want you sick, but he wants you laying hands on the sick. We hear a message that says that God don't want you to borrow, but he wants you to be the lender. We hear all these messages that God will work a miracle in your life, and all you got to do is trust him, and everything is going to be all right. And so we begin the mentality of believing that whatever we ask God, he's going to do it, and that's it. But there are times when God will say no. But I got to still trust him. I got to still love him. I got to still obey him. There are times when God will create circumstances and place you in the middle of them, but you don't know what's going on. But your faith is being tested. And faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. But what are you saying, preacher? Well, John the Baptist, God did not allow him to live apart from his head being chopped off. God could have stopped it, but he didn't. Lazarus, who was sick, and the sister sent for Jesus, and he stayed 2 days longer.
and allowed Lazarus to die. But yet he says that this sickness is not of death, but it is to bring glory to God, that the Son of God may be glorified. So sometimes your situation is there because God wants some glory. If you reflect on your life, there have been times that you got into a situation and God got you out. But no other way for you to get out, but God brought you out. You may not have created the situation, but you was in it, and God in time brought you out. You may have prayed all night, prayed all week, prayed all month, and all of a sudden, it happened. You would have rather it happened a month earlier. But if you reflect on, you say, well, he did it right on time. Because that's when I really needed him, when he showed up. We got to trust God. No matter what the circumstances are. And God sometimes says no. But we are so accustomed to black theology that God always say yay. God heals everybody. But God does not heal everybody physically. But he heals everybody spiritually. God does not deliver everybody. God does not come back and bring families together all of the time. There are times when God just says no. Well, look at Paul. He had a thorn in his flesh. And we know Paul was saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. Three times he prayed that God would remove it. But God said, my grace is sufficient. You all right? In your weakness, you will find strength. But God wanted him to stay in that position to humble him. Let him know who God is. But he trusted God. In spite of him not removing the thorn, whatever it was that was hindering him. And it was painful because he said it was like Satan was buffing against him. It was like being in a boxing match, being beaten down. But God said, my grace is sufficient. And we find strength even in our weakness when we trust God. We got to rely on God. No matter how dark the clouds become in our lives, no matter how difficult the journey becomes, we got to still trust God. And you're not going to live in this world, in this life, without having some problems. And you don't always bring them on yourself. And sometimes I bring them on myself. But there are problems waiting on you without you saying or doing anything. Well, Job. God bragged on Job. He said he was the best of the West. He said he was upright. He said he shunned evil. That's what God said about him. And Satan shows up with the sons of God. And God says to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? He set it up. Have you considered him? Oh, yeah, I checked him out. You got a hedge around him. But if you move that hedge out, make him curse you to your face. Job lost it all. Family, fortune. Looked like every time he looked around, there was somebody coming with some bad news. Seven sons and three daughters. He lost everything. Wife even said, you ought to curse God and die. Tired of worrying with you, Job. But Job said in that second chapter that the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job didn't lose his sight on God. He had that buddy of not. You think about this. You lose everything. Your health. Your friends, they come now blaming you, saying you done did something wrong. Everything. You don't have nothing but God in pain. In an ash pot, scraping the soles over his body. But you keep reading. Don't stop reading. At the end, Job got double for his trouble. But it was after he had forgiven his friends that God blessed him.
Could it be that that was the one issue God was in Job's life? He hadn't forgiven his friends. Because God didn't bless him until after he had. And then he gonna question God. Then when God finally answered him, they say he asked over 300 questions. History has it in that chapter, in that book of Job. But when God finally answered him, he put his hand over his mouth. He was finished, huh? So what am I saying is that when you got but if not faith, you trust God no matter what you lose, no matter how your health gets, you just keep trusting God. Now, in chapter 2, these Hebrew boys are promoted. Daniel is promoted. Then Daniel promotes Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be over the providence of Babylon. They got a promotion. But chapter 3, they are being persecuted. You know, haters didn't just come into the world since we've been here. Haters go way back. They've been here all the time. And when God bless you, don't think the haters ain't going to hate you. Some folks don't want you to be blessed. But you just thank God and keep on going. They'll create lies about you when they can't find no truth about you. They'll scandalize your name. All because it seemed like you're doing better than them. And it creeps into the church. That we want to compete against each other. One auxiliary competing against another auxiliary. But this is about corporate worship and serving God. It ain't about no auxiliary in the church. We are not to compete against nobody. But serve God and worship God. And whatever you do is to bring glory and honor to God and not yourself or anybody else. Oh, the king declared a decree that at the sound of music, every nation, every language, every people, they were to bow at the golden image that the king had placed upon Mount Doran. And history has it that it was a picture of the king. And so all of the people, the Bible says, did what the king said do. But the Chaldeans, who was upset that the Hebrew boys were over them, they was mad. They couldn't do nothing about it because whatever the king said, that was it. So they was watching. And don't think people ain't watching you. Whether for good or for bad, they watching us to see what we do, to see what we say, to see where we go. They watches us. And if they know that you are a member of a church, they watch you even more. And sometimes when you try to say something to them, they remind you of your past. You know, you ain't always been. I know you from when. I ain't gonna go into that, but I know you. I know all about you. And here now you're gonna tell me something about Jesus. They'll do that. But you just keep telling them. And so they come to the king. Okay. Hebrews that you put over us, they don't have no respect for you, no regard for your decree. They are not worshiping the golden image you have on the mountain. We watched them. King became furious. They bring them boys in. I need to talk to them. He's in a rage. Brought them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he says to them, you notice that serve comes before worship. That you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up. So if you're going to worship God, you first got to serve.
Amen.
You can't worship somebody you don't serve.
So many people in church are talking about they worship in the way, but they don't serve God. When the last time you've been to the nursing home? When the last time you've been to the hospital? When the last time you checked on the shed in? When the last time you gave somebody a glass of water that couldn't get it for themselves? That's ministry. That's worship. But you got to serve before you can worship. Because you are worshiping the one that you are serving. And if you ain't serving God, then you can't worship God. It's right there in the text. You ain't got to take my words. Now, he says to him, now if you're ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, when you hear the music, you fall down and worship the image. And if you don't, I'm going to cast you in burning furnace. Now you think about that. The king has the power to place them in the fiery furnace. He has the power to kill them. Nobody's going to question the king. But these boys stand on the word of God. They took a stand. And that's what you're going to have to do with, but if not faith. You got to take a stand on the word of God, so you have to know the word of God. And the word of God, God have already said in Exodus, the 20th chapter, they were not to make no images of anything on earth or even in the sea, and was not to worship them, and was not to worship no other gods, because I, the Lord, is a jealous God. God is jealous. Y'all know what jealousy is?
Yeah.
When you're jealous of your wife, wife jealous of you, you don't want her with nobody, you don't want him with nobody, you're jealous. And sometimes you keep it covered up, but sometimes you let it out.
Yeah.
If you think I don't know what I'm talking about, say something about Lavalay now. I dare you. I know she's full of the Holy Ghost, but you say something about it. I know she's been born again. You say something about it. Anything that ain't right, you say it. Or let her tip up on you and hear you say it. You're going to be trouble in the camp. I know what I'm talking about. Don't let that Holy Ghost fool you now. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it. Same way with, say somebody, you in trouble. God is jealous. He don't want you with no other God but him. And he gets upset when you go and worship other gods. But you got to stand on the word. Got to stand on it. He says to them, Shadrach, Meshach, say, we don't have a need to answer in this matter. Otherwise, they say, this is not a discussion. It ought not be a discussion for you to worship God. You ought not have nobody to evoke worship out of you. You, when you remember what God have done for you, when you remember from which God have brought you, that's enough right there to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Now, everybody don't worship the same. Just because I don't make no noise don't mean I don't worship. And just because I make noise don't mean I have worship. Some are quiet, tears. Some make noise, become emotional. We all have a different way. When you read Paul's letters, Paul was very, had no real fire in his sermon. Calm. He put a man to sleep and he fell out while he was preaching. Very boring. But he knew the word. But a power could shake the building. But have no Holy Ghost. Till he met Aquila and Priscilla.
Yeah.
No Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it was, but he could tear the church out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul knew what it was and was full of it, but he put you to sleep. All I'm saying is that your worship is between you and God, and it has to be real. But these boys say, we don't have to, we're not going to deal with that matter. He said, now, If that is the case, that you put us, that you kill us, the God whom we have served is able. Is your God able?
Yeah.
They spoke the word. They say, our God is able.
Yeah.
Is your God able?
Yeah.
Is he able to heal you? Is he able to deliver you? Is he able to turn your life around? You need to know whether your God is able. And if you just think what he done for you yesterday, you know he's able. I'm not going to go no further than yesterday. I wasn't with you, but you know he did something for you yesterday. He did something for you this morning. He woke you up. That clock didn't do it. The children didn't do it. You was woke when you heard the clock. You was woke when you heard the children. God woke you up. That's a blessing right there. And he closed you. And you are in your right mind. God did it.
God did it.
God did it. Everything that's good, God did it. God's still doing it. They say now, we know our God is able. God we serve. He's able to deliver us from the burning furnace, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O King. He said, we got a God that can save us.
Yes.
We ain't worried. Our God is able.
Yes.
He's more powerful than you are, King. Now, you know, this is something here. They going to tell the king that he got all power and authority. He said, but our God can even deliver us from your hand.
Yes.
Speaking the word. You got to stand on the word. You got to speak the word. You got to tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. But if not, you got to be steadfast in the word. But if not, let it be known to you, King. We do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. You got to stand on the word. But if not faith, you got to speak the word. Then you got to be steadfast in the word. Well, they in trouble now. They in trouble now, it seemed like. So Nebuchadnezzar said, fired up. Seven times hotter. That seven is the number of completion. Fired up. Make it hotter than it ever been. And we know it was.